everybody. I'm Stephanie Beaumont, and this is CNB Seen and Heard, rolling through our eighth season of celebrating the four Atlantic provinces here on Cove FM, where with each broadcast, I want to bring you just a little bit closer to some of the amazing personalities that make up this corner of the planet. They may be native to Nova Scotia or New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island or Newfoundland and Labrador, or they may be kindred spirits who simply adore living and working in Atlantic Canada. The only requirement here is that you're willing to raise the fun flag and wave it in salute of Canada's awesome East Coast. And our chats will be just that. Very conversational, not entirely sensible, and with any luck, totally enjoyable. Now, if you hang your hat here on the south shore of Nova Scotia, then you know we are in the throes of the busy season. For all kinds of reasons, really. Not the least of which is the 2026 edition of the world's largest keelboat regatta, aka Atlantic Yacht Sales Chester Race Week. On now at the legendary Chester Yacht Club from Wednesday, August the 12th through to Saturday, August the 15th. With epic race action out on the water and so much more on the shore, featuring stellar live music, a vibrant vendors market, yummy food trucks, spirited drink purveyors, dance parties, and oh my gosh, the list goes on. Naturally keen to get the scoop, we're connecting today with the lady at the helm of all things PR surrounding this year's race week. From the competing boats, to the race courses, to the list of entertainers and sponsors, we'll get all the awesome details. Plus, we'll celebrate the sport of yacht racing itself and discover just how many people pull together to put on such a world-class event. We'll also learn about her own company, The Message Brand Communications, and even glean some truly great marketing advice. And yes, we'll start with first things first, finish off with the final countdown, and even spin some of her favorite tunes along the way. So with all that ahead, we best get to it. Here's my telephone conversation with the one and only Tara Wickwire. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an extraordinarily exciting time of year, and to catch this lady at any time that she's not running full tilt boogie is a miracle. But especially on this day, the first day of Race Week 2026, she's Tara Wickwire. How are ya?
How great, Stephanie. So great to be with you today.
Are you jacked up on coffee like me?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, yes. That's a must. That's essential.
It's a regular occurrence around these parts, but I would imagine someone like yourself, you certainly look like you handle everything with grace and poise. I can't wait for our listeners to hear all about you and certainly everything on the go for Atlantic Yacht Sales Chester Race Week 2026. But at Tara, we've got to start this phone call the way I do all my phone calls. That's with first things first. These are just four icebreaker questions so we can get to know a little bit more about you. If you're ready, we'll begin.
Let's do it.
All right. Tara Wickwire, your first teacher.
My first teacher was a lady named Mrs. Weir and Ruth Weir, and she taught me at Berwick Elementary.
In the Valley, right? You grew up in the Valley.
That's right. In the beautiful Annapolis Valley.
Nice. Okay, very good. Tara Wickwire, your first job.
Well, my first job, I worked at Webster Farms, and I did a little bit of everything from, you know, cutting rhubarb to directing the strawberry U-pickers to picking strawberries myself. So it was a character building experience.
No, no doubt. Would you consider yourself a green thumb now? Or
I learned some things. That's for sure. Yeah.
I love it. All right. Very good. All right. Tara Wickwire, our third question in First Things First, your first car.
My first car was a Saab station wagon, and I was quite late to the car buying game. I think I was around, 30 when I bought it. I was living in Toronto and finally decided we had a son and thought, oh, we should get maybe a car. So,
well, yeah. In Toronto, you can get around without a car. Down here in Nova Scotia, need wheels, hey?
You do. Yeah, for sure.
Very good. Okay, Tara Wickwire, this is our very last question in First Things First. I feel like I know you, and I hope I'm not overstepping when I ask you about your first date. Where'd you go? What'd you do? What's their name, if you don't mind saying?
Well, this is back to Berwick School, kind of, I guess I'd look at this as a date, going to a junior high dance. You know, it kind of ended up as a date, Jason Bethune. You know, it was like in the junior high years. And, you know, it was
great guy. Are you still friends? Are you still Facebook friends?
We sure are. Oh, yes, we totally are. Yes.
Shout out. Shout out. Okay, very good then. But you've moved on in the love game. And you've certainly grown up to be an extraordinarily successful and busy. We could start with the message brand communications company that you have on the go. Because that's really how you got, well, I don't know which came first, the sailing or the company? Hey?
Well, they probably kind of emerged sort of at the same time.
Okay.
But I started this company about 4 years ago and had worked in, you know, on the corporate side at a bigger agency, at a startup, and then I thought, time, maybe I'll start my own business. And so, you know, and I'm very passionate about telling these great stories out of Nova Scotia and Atlantic Canada, talking about companies, brands, people. And so I've been able to do that with, you know, marketing, communications, PR, social media support, and, you know, kind of helping people with their brand strategy.
That's awesome. That's so good.
Yeah.
And so really, Chester Race Week is just one of many clients is what you're telling me then.
That's right. Many, but it's on the roster of clients, and it's one of my all-time favorites. I have so much fun working on this event. I have, you know, my husband's a very passionate sailor, so he's always involved, and then, you know, have lots of friends on all sorts of the different crews, so it's been great. And, you know, working alongside Kim Johnson, who is really the OG, the leader, yes. The one she knows all.
Without question.
So it's a great team, and it's a lot of fun to work on this. And everybody loves the Atlantic Yacht Sales Chester Race Week. So
there you go. Okay, well, now, before we get off, I do want to talk a little bit more about the message brand communications, because two things come to mind. One, you strike me as somebody who is both a good team player, but also somebody who's really competent and confident doing things on your own. Would that be fair? Like, are you type A like me?
I'm glad I exude that. Yeah, there's a little bit of type A, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. But yeah, you have to have good partners on any project.
Yes.
And, you know, yeah, they have to have, you know, kind of shared values. And there's a lot of brainstorming in this kind of work and, you know, coming up with the right directions. You need good partners and clients all at the same time. So that's how the magic happens.
Yeah, indeed. And part of the magic was early this morning, and I guess that just sort of speaks to, you sort of give a laundry list of the services that you offer, but one of those things is the PR press side of it. And you were up early today at CTV Morning Live with the team from Chester Race Week. So that's on the list of things you do, meeting with the media.
Yep, that's right. Media relations, a fundamental part of the marketing mix. And so, you know, it's not a huge media landscape. So always grateful for the journalists and producers who will help share these stories. And it was great to have Dan Conrad, the on-water chair, on CTV. He did a terrific job.
And shout out to Crystal Garrett, who I love, is a dear pal of mine. And you're right, it's tricky, to use a yacht analogy, tricky waters to navigate here on the East Coast, as the pool of media just completely, it's getting smaller and smaller by the minute.
Yeah, so Stephanie, that's especially thanks to you for taking the time, because this is,
oh my gosh,
you know, valuable exposure for the event. Really appreciate it.
Indeed. Well, we're all part of the team. I wasn't looking for a compliment, but I'll take it. I don't mind taking it. So Terry, you talk about a team, and it's one thing to just show up at Chester Race Week, but underneath it all are a million people, hundreds of passionate folk who come at it from all directions, from the committees to the planning people to the, like, the people on the water, and certainly the contingent of media that descends upon our little tiny village of Chester here. Have you ever done the number of how many people are involved?
Well, it's certainly hundreds. Kim would know better than I, but you cannot underestimate the value that the volunteers bring to this event. And I think, you know, you just see so many community members who come in, take different shifts, either, you know, making food for the skipper's reception or selling tickets, or, you know, they just dive in and do whatever's needed. You know, the race officials who are out there, it's a lot of coordination, a lot of logistics. I mean, this year there's 137 boats registered and
wow.
counting. So to have all those people descend upon the community and make sure they have an amazing experience, it really does take a legion of volunteers. So we're very grateful for that.
Indeed. And I must say, because, you know, being a part of the team, I know that, you know, the dates are already set for next year. So it's not like, you know, I think if there's any a time where there's nothing happening except what's happening is during race week. And other than that, it's planning for the next race week. Is that fair?
That's true. But I will say, it's like, you know, as time goes on, like they just had the Blue Nose Championships in Chester, huge turnout for that. So I think as you see such success with events like Race Week, we're drawing more high-profile events, and, you know, you see that across Nova Scotia. And it's the caliber of sailing, caliber of the sailors, and then the caliber of the events that we're hosting.
Indeed. And I actually didn't mean that, because you're right that the Chester Yacht Club is the flurry of activity all the time. I just meant when it came to the Race Week specifics of it all, it's a constant... Yeah. Constant, like there's no time to rest. I guess there might be a few days off, hey, when you can sit back with a dark and stormy and enjoy it. But now listen, that brings up another part of sailing, because the beauty of Chester Race Week is that, you know, I always say there's tons of action on the water and so much more on the shore. How have you seen that grown over the years, Tara?
Well, that's a great question, Stephanie. And it has really evolved, and they've fine-tuned it so carefully and so thoughtfully to make sure that the community, that people will come in and be part of this event. You don't have to be on the water racing. You can come in. There's live music every day that starts at 2:30. There's the mall market, which is right next door to the yacht club at the gazebo from 11 to 7 every day. So you have all these amazing vendors that you can check out, and artists and artisans and food vendors, everything. So that's part of your Chester experience. And then you have all these like incredible local businesses that are set up, ready to host and give you a great experience in Chester. So it really does become this all-encompassing event. And, you know, the sailing's part of it. But a lot of people have fun on shore as well.
Indeed. And we're talking about the fact that the community has come together. I know one of our great businesses here is Salty Dog Sea Tours, and Tony is more than willing and happy. I know the last time I chatted, he said his tours were filling up, but there's still an opportunity to get out on the water and see it if you don't have a boat. Right, Tara?
That's right. And honestly, he is amazing. He is such an incredible tour guide. He has a covered boat, so even if it's raining a bit, you're covered.
It's like a living room.
You know, it's a nice, breezy, beautiful way to go out and spectate. And his commentary, honestly, is second to none. He is just the constant host. So that is definitely, put that on your list. If you want to get out on the water, look at Salty Dog Tours for sure.
Indeed. And not for nothing, but he's easy on the eyes. And again, that's not why you've called, but I'm putting it out there so people know. Now, listen, Tara Wickwire, I knew this hour would fly by. We have got to stop down for our first commercial break. We're going to go through the full lineup of entertainment on shore. But one of the bands I'm so excited is back for this year is Dancing Queen. Hey!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where are you? There's just certain bands that just get people, you know, on the dance floor immediately. And so Dancing Queen, always a hit.
Always a hit. And they're going to be performing on Fireball Friday. So no better combination. And I hate to put you on the spot, but do you have a favorite ABBA song?
Well, listen, do you know what? I like Knowing Me and Knowing You.
You do?
That's rough, Stephanie.
I love it. Okay, well, I love the fact that we're getting to know a lot about Tara Wickwire, and people already know too much about me, but we are learning so much more about Chester Race Week, the 2026 edition. We'll have more with Tara Wickwire when we return, but right now, here's ABBA with Knowing Me, Knowing You on Cove FM.
See my eyes.
Stephanie Beaumont. That, my friends, was The Clash by special request for our very special guest, Tara Wickwire, who is like, I mean, you're like an onion, right? I think I know you. And then I say, give me your party song and you give me The Clash. But, you know, I love that about you. Hey?
That's right. And thanks for playing it.
There you go. There you go. Well, there's going to be plenty of music on tap at Atlantic Yacht Sales Chester Race Week. It's running August, well, it's running, it starts today. Oh my gosh, August 12th through the 15th through Saturday. It's going to be a nonstop action on the water and tons more on the shore, including a great roster of live entertainment that will go every afternoon and evening. Tara, what do you know about that?
Well, listen, it's all about, you know, the flow of entertainment is just so perfect because we have live music starts in the afternoons, 2:30, and, you know, kind of 4-ish, I guess, the sailors come back in, they're starting to flow back in. And so you have that entertainment live, there's lots of room, lots of seating, so Guy Paul Thibault, Tyler Salzman, Travis Hatcher, and Jessica Russell. Some of these performers have been, you know, with the event for a number of years, and they just do such a great job with their blend of songs, and they know how to get everybody in a great space in that afternoon. So it's great.
And then the evening starts. Now, there's a changeover, and I dare say the mood elevates because at that point that the winning has been done, the racing has been, you know, the day's action on the water is complete, and then people shift into another zone of like happy times, right?
That's right. I kind of call it the second wave, really.
The second wave. You know,
9 p.m., the next live music set begins. And these bands, like, this is sort of, you know, a highly anticipated week. This draws, you know, a huge crowd from everywhere, every night. And so, you know, from Wednesday to Saturday night. So we start with the EastEnders, who are incredible. But it's really a special and exceptional experience to come and do, like, these evening events.
Indeed. I know the EastEnders, they were nominated for Best Cover Band. The Coast, you know, they do those things. They're silver winners there. And I know the Sidekick, being now a bartender, it is shocking, really, at the Yacht Club.
Yeah.
She does events, and she's old enough to be a bartender. Tara, I'm going to need a moment. Okay, that's enough. But I'm serious. It's hard to believe it. But she was at a wedding and they played and it was bananas. She said nobody sat down the entire night. It was just a party.
They are remarkable can of test. And I know, like, they packed the Shore Club. They packed any room they're in.
Yeah, so, it's a party. And then the Melatones, you can't beat them. They're returning for another. The crowds love them. They're like a staple, I'd say, hey, for race week.
Oh, they really are. And it's like, you know, and I know some of the band members have actually crewed on some of the boats, but this year I think they're sticking to the entertainment, but really fun and so engaging. We love the Melatones. They're iconic.
Awesome. And then as we said before the break, we'll have Dancing Queen. They'll kick off their set at 9:30 on Friday night. And the dancing continues all the way to 12:30. So you got to love that. And then on Saturday, local faves, bringing it home, Dark and Stormy. Hey!
Yeah, totally. So it's like, you know, this is the grand finale, the big night. And that's sort of, you know, I think the night truly everybody really lets loose because that's the final night. And Dark and Stormy, as always, it's kind of sort of an OG part of the calendar. So people love it. And we love Dark and Stormy.
It's a send-off. And now a Dark and Stormy, for anybody playing the home game, is a drink. And we were watching the Mindy Project a couple of days ago, and somebody asked for a Dark and Stormy. And I was like, wait a second, isn't that just a Nova Scotia cocktail? Or is that a sailor's cocktail? What do you know about it, Tara Wickwire?
Well, you know what? I thought it went beyond Nova Scotia because just given like the Bermuda Hook and the ginger beer.
Oh, sure. Of course.
I think it's a sailor's, it's a mainstay.
There you go.
And I mean, it is a great combination. Yeah, the ginger beer and rum. It's like, and sometimes, you know, this is the only time of year you might have one. But when you're sitting on the Adirondack chairs in the front of the club, that's where you need your Stark and Stormy. That is proper.
It is unreal. And I got to say, Tara Wickwire, and I know that with your work and your travels and whatnot, you've seen plenty of gorgeous views. But is there anything better than sitting at the Yacht Club and looking out at the water?
No, there isn't. It's spectacular.
It is.
And it's so special. And I just think that's part of the allure of this whole event too. It's a pretty special place and really can't beat it.
Indeed. Now, listen, we talk about the action on the water, and I'm hesitant to ask this question because it's going to come off as a rookie and clearly somebody who's just been on the sidelines going, it's amazing. But let's talk logistics, because what I don't understand is, you had mentioned before the break, the count at when we're recording this is 137, with the potential to go higher in advance of the races starting. But how does it work? Like, are there heats? Are there different races? Are there different classes? Take us through it so, you know, the average bear can know exactly how things are happening.
Yeah. So there's five different race courses. And for these races, you know, you have to travel fairly far, you know, offshore to get the consistent wind and to have the space. So they have them, you know, kind of spread out over these five courses. And they will generally start around the same time, somewhat staggered. It just depends kind of on the wind patterns.
Okay.
But there's a ton of space, and it sounds like a lot of those at once. But probably the most exciting, or among the most exciting classes to start, is the Blue Nose class, because there's, you know, 30 boats on the start line. You know, so the start's exciting, but then even when you get to the mark rounding, there's a lot of boats and there's a lot of people trying to navigate the best lane and the best wind. So that's a really fun thing, and that's, you know, photos of the starts are, you know, you see that, and that is a very iconic image that comes out of Chester Race Week. But, you know, as you get onto the bigger boats, that's fun too. And it's like just the coordination, you know, 12 crew members trying to coordinate a start and optimize the position that you're in. It really is exciting to see it. And yeah, I think there's going to be great competition this year, as always.
It's amazing. So you're telling me that there are races happening simultaneously in different classes. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And so each of the races that happens, is it just that one race, or is it like in World Cup soccer where you're narrowing it down to one winner? Or how does it work? Because I see all of the trophies and the hardware and the whatnot. There's a lot of awards presented.
Yeah. Well, it depends on your class, but they will try to get in numerous races in one day, because they want to have, you know, people are keen to sail, they're there to sail, and if there's good wind, they want to race as much as possible. So really between that start time of 1 p.m. up until, you know, 4 p.m.-ish, you know, they will, you know, get these races in. But people want to be out there, and if there's good wind, like, they want to make the most of it. So there would be multiple races in one day, and then over the course of 4 days, you might have 9, 10, 11 races that are all accounted for, the final results.
Wow. Okay, very good. And it is fierce competition. As friendly as folks seem, when you get out there, you're in it to win it.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, for some boats, for some programs, this may be the only regatta they may do for the season, but they are ready to go. There's other boats that are maybe more competitive. And yeah, it's a real badge of honor to, you know, that we have daily results and, you know, obviously our top three boats for each class. So that's a big badge of honor, but everybody's, you know, looking towards the, you know, overall winners, and to be an overall winner at Chester Race Week, that's a big deal. So,
yeah.
But it's exciting because it's dynamic and there's lots of, you know, things can, and that's what's great about sailing. Lots can happen over the course of the day, through the course of the races, wind changes.
Right.
Someone might make the right call to go in one direction over the other, and you can really benefit from that. Sometimes you have things like, you know, something breaks on the boat, or, you know, something unfortunate like that. So there's a lot of different moving parts, but being organized and getting the win, it's really exciting. So it's fun to see the competition. It is friendly competition. You know, you can be duking it out in the water, but everybody's friends when they come ashore.
Absolutely. Okay. Now listen, we're soon going to have to stop down for another commercial break, but before we do that, I want to talk a little bit about who those sailors are, because this is the world's largest keelboat race regatta, right? Who's coming?
Right.
Who's coming, Tara Wickwire? Who's out there?
Okay, well, there's a lot of talented sailors out there for sure. You know, and I will say there's a lot of women who are rising up in the sport who are hugely impressive. There's a new, you know, there's a brand new program, Kairos Race Team, and that's an all-women, Nova Scotia women crew. who are working towards a big event in Newport in September. So that team is skippered by Lisa Ross, who's a two-time Olympian. She's coached in the Olympics. So she will be on a Blue Nose racing. I'm pretty sure she's on a Blue Nose again this year. So she's certainly one to watch. She is highly talented. But the Blue Nose fleet in general, so Henry Damone, he is one to watch for sure. Drew Mitchell, they all do well. On the bigger boats, Graham Roy sails a SAR 30 Rampage, and he was a big winner last year. So he also is a great guy who's been heavily involved in the sailing community in Halifax and Nova Scotia and beyond. So, yeah, so those are some that come to mind. I mean, there's Savannah Taylor. She's another Grace Fleming.
And you're dropping names here. Now, Tara. See, I was looking for, like, places of origin. But you're shouting out to the real serious competitors, and I want to keep it friendly here. But tell me where they're from. Like, so all over North America. That would be fair, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's one U.S. team who came up. We have a team who's from Quebec who has come in, and that's their first trip. So this team is called, the bloat is called Slapshot, and this is their first Chester Race Week. So we are really excited to have them.
Oh, that's so great.
And then we have a number of boats that come from RCYC in Ontario, so it's great that they make the trip. You see these crews come year after year, so it's fantastic.
Oh, that's so good. Well, I know being there on the ground, it's quite extraordinary. I mean, to watch everything either on TV or through the paper or hear it on the radio, it's something else to actually be there and to see the camaraderie. And it's like old home week for so many, but happy to hear that there's a new crew on the roster for this year. That'll be awesome. Okay, now listen, we have to stop down for another commercial break. You mentioned your husband is a sailor, and I would imagine that you get out on the water a good amount, as often as you can. Would that be fair?
Well, he certainly does.
Okay.
I do a little bit.
You're a good passenger, I bet.
But, yeah, that's right. I'm good. I make good sandwiches.
There you go. Right on. Well, everyone has their role. Now, listen, no pun intended with the sandwiches. See what I did there? That was like a little bit of lunchtime humor. Okay, Tara, I have to ask you this question. And it is putting you on the spot, I know, especially given the hat you wear. But do you have a favorite yacht rock song that I can play right now?
Oh, listen, Give Me the Night, George Benson.
Okay, she's going for the gold, ladies and gentlemen. She's Tara Wickwire. We'll have a little bit more with her when we return. But right now, here on Cove FM, the one and only George Benson.
So come on out tonight, and we'll leave the others rhythm of the evening, picking us up high. Never mind the weather. We'll be dancing in the street until the morning light. Cause there's music in the air and lots of love and everywhere. So give me the night. Give me the night. Give me the night. Give me the night. So give me the night. All this music in the air and lots of loving everywhere. So give me the night.
Carry me, soon I will be free. my phone. If the wind is right, you can sail away and find serenity. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see.
Be seen and heard here on Cove FM. Well, my day is complete. Christopher Cross and Sailing. There's no better song. I know when it comes to yacht rock, I am on the phone with a kindred spirit. I send you all my yacht rock memes, whether you want it or not. She's Tara Wickwire. She's the lady behind the Message Brand Communications and the force behind all the media you see supporting Atlantic Yacht Sales Chester Race Week. This year, the 2026 edition, I want to say it's the biggest, Tara. Am I right about that? Like, things are just getting bigger and better every year?
They really are. And, you know, I would say bigger in terms of, you know, our participation numbers are probably close to what we had last year. But the people getting involved, you know, public engagement, the community being engaged, broader awareness, I would say. But I just think more and more people are understanding, like, hey, this is something, there's going to be something fun to do here. Let's go take part.
Yeah.
And so that's what we really want, the you know, inclusive piece of it. And, you know, and if you're new to sailing, like, come check it out. Lots of people you can talk to about getting involved in sailing. We want to emphasize, you know, the accessible aspect of the sport too, right? It's like, you know, lots of people there to chat that through, but definitely growing always, and we're grateful to sponsors who will help us make that happen as well.
Indeed, and I encourage everybody, the ChesterRaceWeek.com website is really comprehensive. It will give you everything from, you know, the race schedules to the daily results. They'll talk about all the crews and the boats and stuff like that, the schedule for sure and everything that's going on. But also there's a great list of sponsors. It's right on the top menu. And you talk about, you know, it being a team effort. An event like this really can't happen without that support from both the promotional sponsors to the community sponsors and, you know, our prize sponsors and all those sorts of things. It's a real extraordinary conglomeration of, you know, community involvement and corporate sponsorship. It's pretty great, Tara.
Yeah, it is. And it's a long list. And I invite people to kind of look, appreciate those, support their business, because that is, you know, that's what you need to make an event like this successful. It's a great combination of, you know, obviously Atlantic Yacht Sales leading the way, but we have Gosling, Suzuki Canada, Dream, Imagine, Believe Photography, you know, the list goes on.
Yes.
But we're lucky to have this community who understand, like, you know, just to support this great event. And also, I think, understand the value in the exposure and, you know, connecting with this audience of sailors and spectators is of great value. So,
indeed. Well, you know, I always say, especially with what I do, you know, having worked with the South Shore Tourism Cooperative and promoting businesses and things like that here on the South Shore, you got to make hay while the sun shines. And this is our peak season, for lack of a better word, for brochures. But seriously, you know, people do come here from all over the world, and to be able to host a world-class event like this is something to celebrate.
Yes, it really is. It really is. And I mean, this obviously, this event has been ranked as one of the top 14 greatest sailing events in North America by Sailing World. So, you know, that's a big honor. We don't take it lightly. And, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into that to get it right. And as I was saying earlier, you know, the logistics, and, you know, full credit to Kim and the team and Dan Conrad and his team. It's a big effort, but I think the excitement that surrounds it and what you get back in terms of the experience, you know, the economic impact, and just, you know, seeing these great competitors from Nova Scotia and beyond rise up. It's wonderful.
Indeed. Well, it's so much to celebrate, and I can't wait. I hope everyone will join us at the Chester Yacht Club. That's the home base with all of the activities going on around it. As Tara mentioned, from the mom market to there'll be food trucks and vendors and all kinds of groups that have really come together to not only promote local, support local by supporting all of those things along on the deck, if you will, of the Chester Yacht Club, but also the live entertainment. And you never know who you'll meet and bump into. You could make a pal, make a friend. You could join the crew. Now, this is one of the things you see the crew. The crew comes from everywhere, right? These boats.
Yeah.
And they range from young to there's the odd old fella that's been crewing for a long time. I mean, who am I to judge, right? In my glass house of age. But they really span the gamut. Now, it's too late probably to get on a crew for this year. But wow, what an experience it must be to be out there.
Well, it is. And it is, you know, some boats have these intergenerational crews. You see everyone, you know, from 14-year-olds to, you know, 90-year-olds doing this. And that's also the part of the beauty of the sport. A really special aspect, and I think it's a tradition for some families to do this, so we love to see it, but all ages, indeed.
Which is great. Yeah, you're right. You know, families and boats that have been in the family for generations, and just to see them out on the water, it's extraordinary. And you did mention Dream, Imagine, Believe Photography. We'll be sharing all the shots we can on the social media channels. Be sure to follow Chester Race Week on Facebook and Instagram, because we'll be sharing them there, and there'll be a gallery that'll be on the ChesterRaceWeek.com website. So all kinds of exciting stuff. And get out with Tony. Again, he's good looking. You can book on SaltyDogTours.com. Oh my gosh. His wife is going to be like, will you stop? She knows how handsome he is.
His ticket sales are going to spike stuff.
There you go. Well, can you imagine it? Anyway, but his tours are filling up, but it does give you a chance, because not everybody's fortunate enough to have a boat. But certainly that gets you right out. And as you mentioned, Tara, they're pretty far. Like they have, you know, some of the courses are quite far out. You don't see them from the yacht club deck itself, but you certainly see them all return, which is kind of cool.
Right.
Indeed. All right. Now, listen, in our remaining moments, Tara Wickwire of The Message Brand Communications, these are our final five questions. This is the final countdown. Here's a little music you're going to recognize.
It's the final countdown.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into it now. Our final five questions. It'll go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Tara Wickwire, give me five words to describe Tara Wickwire.
Oh, God. Loves Nova Scotia and thrifting.
Oh, thrifting? Oh, my gosh. If only we had another hour. Okay, I'm going to need two more words.
People.
People? People? You're people-y? No, come on.
Yeah, I'm a people. Yeah,
you're a people person. Yeah. Okay, I'll accept people person. Okay, and I need one more.
Traveling.
You're a traveler. Okay, we'll accept those. Yeah. All right, we've got to move on now before we run out of time. Tara Wickwire, give me four things I will always find in your fridge.
Oh, good. Pickles.
Okay, pickles.
Mustard.
Okay. We know your sandwich game is strong. You've already shared that.
I know, that's it. Eggs.
Eggs, okay.
And water.
Water, okay. All right, we'll accept that. You are literally the very first person who has not said cheese. You are every other person that said cheese. And, you know, as a sandwich maker, again, I hate to harp on that, but nonetheless. Okay, are you lactose intolerant?
No, but you know what? It's funny. My husband is dairy-free.
Oh, that's why.
So I don't, that's not top of mind, but I do.
There you have it. Okay. And we're not here to judge. Tara Wickwire, give me three reasons somebody should definitely come to Chester Race Week.
The fun vibes, the entertainment.
Yes.
And all of the local businesses that are surrounding this event. So it's like, it's fun. You're going to meet lots of fun people, be part of it. Great entertainment, lots to do. And then so much surrounding with the mall market and local businesses. It's just, it's all encompassing. So those three things, I would say.
Nice. Okay, very good. All right. Tara Wickwire, give me two of the most important lessons you could share when it comes to communicating. You know, as the message brand communications, what are two guidelines that you follow?
I would say, you know, listen first, speak second. Okay.
That's a good one. I got to remember that.
Yeah.
It's career limiting to do it the other way.
Yeah. And I think the second would be understand the context. So, you know, sometimes you get information and you don't always take it at face value. You have to kind of do your research and get the full background, get the full scope before you kind of form a judgment. So
nice.
Those two things I would say.
Okay, yeah. Very good. All right. And those principles go with in a lot of ways, including communications. Life lessons here now from Tara Wickwire. Okay, we've got one more question. Now this, I feel like I don't know how you're going to answer it, to be honest. Given the amount of people you know, you're a very popular person. I know this. I've seen you. You've worked with a lot of people. You've sailed with a lot of people. I'm going to put you on the spot right now and ask you this question. If you could only choose one of them to be your partner on Amazing Race, who would that person be?
I have to say Pete Wickwire.
Is that your husband? Is that because you live with him and things would be awkward otherwise?
He would be good. He would be good. I would have full faith. He would be better at it than I would be.
Come on. Would he eat the bugs, Tara? That's what we want to know.
He might. Okay. They're gluten-free. Okay.
There you have it. Oh my gosh. Well, I'll tell you what, if you see the Atlantic Yacht Sales Chester Race Week anywhere in the media this week, it's going to be thanks to this lady. And she'll be down there hosting the media from all over, right? Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, lots of cool news to put out there related to this event. And really appreciate the time today, Stephanie.
Oh my gosh. It's been a treat, and I love working with you, and I'm so grateful that you made the time. During such a busy week, it's exciting. Thank you so much, Tara.
Okay, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Be sure to follow Tara on Instagram like we do, at Tara Wickwire. And for more on her awesome company, visit itsthemessage.ca. And by all means, do whatever you can to get to Atlantic Yacht Sales Chester Race Week. On now at the Chester Yacht Club right through until Saturday night, with tons of action on the water and so much more on the shore, including live music, the mom market with over 20 vendors daily, plus there's food trucks and a kids activity zone, and of course there's the wonderful seaside village of Chester itself, so you can eat, play, dine, and stay. And hey, be sure to bring your swimsuit for a dip at Frieda's Beach, or maybe you can swim in our lovely Lido pool. If you're coming down on Friday, you can even make a pit stop at our farmers market, located at the old train station. You'll have a blast on the shore, to be sure of it. And if you're keen to get out on the water, then visit saltydogtours.com and book your voyage out to see all that race action. And for all things surrounding the 2026 edition, visit ChesterRaceWeek.com. And you've just got to be following them on the socials at Chester Race Week, so you'll see all the sensational scoop throughout the entire event. You can find the podcast version of this show, along with all of our other CNBC Seen and Heard episodes, available to stream and download now on iTunes via Apple Podcasts. And for all the show notes and links to this broadcast, you can head to my Omni site at stephaniebeaumont.com. There you'll discover our entire catalog of episodes for this show, along with all of our soundtrack episodes too. Thanks to Jason McDonald for our CNBC Seen and Heard theme music. Thanks to Tara Wickwire for being my guest. And thanks to you for joining us today. Sure hope you will again next time here on Cove FM. I'm your host, Stephanie Beaumont. Be well till then. Thank you.